Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? It's your homegirl, Sarah Connor, and you are now tuned in and listening to the sexy, sexy, long nail, long hair, don't care, Emma E2K on the Queen's Lounge, Lush Radio Online. Keep supporting. Those is my family, is my sisters, baby. Barsandbrawstraps.com, poisonpen.com.
The Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K, and we're on LushRadioOnline.com, baby. You already know. The phone lines is already on fire, because everybody knows what the topic is tonight. And it's like Christmas over here in the studio. So anyway, before I even get to the phone lines, and I see you, DJ Finesse, you're on deck. Before I even get to that, let me, you know, welcome everyone to the Queen's Lounge. We're here yet another Tuesday, And quickly, the topic for today we're discussing is liars. No wonder why the phone lines are on fire. We're going to discuss liars, and we're discussing the, you know, today's election day and how these numbers are just going crazy and why the hell is this election so close. I mean, I don't understand. Anyway, don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, follow us on the Facebook, or just go to Google. We're Googleable. Google LushRadioOnline.com, Google Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise, and you'll find us, you know, because at this date and age, you know, there's nothing really that you can hide, especially when you have stuff on the Internet, you know, because that's what the world's about. I'm going into my phone lines because we're starting early. And 267, y'all, with ME2K. I believe this is DJ Finesse.
Hey, what's up, Emma?
Peace. Thanks for calling.
How you feel today?
I feel great every day.
That's what's up. This is my first time calling. I said, I'm going to give you a shot to see what exactly you're about with these things that you mentioned. Do I know any liars?
And my reply was, I appreciate that. Speak.
Yes, all of my ex-girlfriends are liars. Every last one of them.
Every last one? Come on.
I can say from the first to the last.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Poor you. Like, where are you finding these women at?
I'm a good guy. Women love me, you know, just because of who I am, you know, and how I roll, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just keep attracting these crazy women.
Why is that? They say crazy attracts crazy. I don't know. I'm not saying it's true.
Only one of us can be crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, the only thing I'm crazy about is my daughter and my mama. You know what I mean?
That's
bullshit.
Well, you know, they say that a good man, to know how if you have a good man, is how he treats his mother and the women in his life.
Exactly.
So maybe these women are seeing, you know, the way you love your mom and your daughter and the women in your life, how you treat them, and they just want to be that next one.
Well, they
listen, it's a Queen's Lounge. I got to defend the women here.
Oh, I feel you on that one, but let me tell you the last lie that I got.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
I always ask a woman, have they ever been arrested before?
That's your first question?
No, just, you know, throughout the conversation or the first few times, you know, like I might start off with that. You look like you're a gangster. You ever been arrested before? And they'd be like, no. But she told me she had been arrested. Her and her ex-husband got into a fight. But, you know, as time went on, I'm like, something's not right with this girl. So I did a background check on her.
Oh.
She got arrested for welfare fraud.
Wow.
I'm like, so she is a gangster. She's a welfare gangster. You dig me?
Wow. I found out
the one before her was a substance abuser. She was popping pills. I was wondering why she was always so sleepy. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wow. You're kind of uppercutting me right now. I don't even have anything to say on that.
Listen, all the brothers out there, if y'all dealing with a woman, y'all need to do a background check on her, man, straight up.
And you women, too. Because you guys are not easy.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. All I got is traffic tickets. And they're paid. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, nowadays, it's so easy, really, to find out about people's business. Like, it's not really too much of a secret. And I don't understand why lie about it. I mean, if you're in the system somehow, if you got arrested, or if you've gotten government money or grants or whatever, you're in the system. Like, you're here, and eventually if somebody does the proper homework, they're going to find that out. So why lie?
Well, you have people out there that don't even make an attempt to find out about the person they're dealing with. You know, they could be with a child molester and not even know it. And they've been convicted.
Yeah, that's true. You bring a good, valid point as far as, like, when you meet someone asking certain key questions, because we kind of don't do that anymore, and I don't understand why, especially with everything that's going on in the world. Like, it should be a whole list. Like, the top 10 should be one of those. Like you said, if you ever been arrested, I think that should be in the top 10.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's see, have you ever been Let me see. What would be the top 10?
Have you ever been arrested? Have you ever sold your body for money? Do you do drugs? If you do drugs, what kind of drugs do you do?
Do you mind going on the first date with me to the clinic to get checked? Like,
you know what? That's a good one.
Right? That's a good one. I think that's a good first date.
Yeah, it's an all-day date because you're going to be sitting in there for a minute.
That's right. And while you're sitting there waiting to get checked, then I have all this time to, you know, to ask questions and to guys. You know, people don't get to know each other anymore. It's just like straight up, we have sex, or she looks good, he looks good, or I think he got money, I think she got money. You lay up, and the next day, then you're wondering, then the next day, like, is it the right person? Shouldn't you have thought about that, like, prior to that, you know?
Well, one thing I do hide is my money. You know, I never let a woman know how I'm built in my bank account, you know what I'm saying? Because I want to see where their head is at with me. If they find out I got a couple of dollars, you know, I want to see if they're going to change. I'll let them know eventually, like if their car break down, it costs $1,000, I'll write them a check. Here you go. Not too many people.
Not the money that had a check to the deal, to the place, right?
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I've always done everything I could to help any girlfriend that I had, and all they did was turn around and kick me in the behind. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So
you're making me boo hoo here, like with a sad face.
Huh?
I got a sad face now.
Well,
why these girls are doing that to you? I don't like it. No bueno.
It's cool because they lost a good man, you know. There's a lot of good women. It's more good women out here than there are good men, you know. And I tell any woman, good luck.
That's true. Yeah, that's
and then they'll
true.
Say
right.
they'll say to me, no, good luck to you. I said, I don't need luck because I have wisdom. And if you have wisdom, you don't need no luck.
That's true indeed.
You know, this
when you have
not,
wisdom
you know.
And you have self-love and self-value,
you
definitely carry that a long way.
Well,
the liars, the definition of liars in the dictionary says it's someone that tells lies. Okay. So the definition of lies is a statement that one knows is false. So anything that comes out of your mouth that you know already is false, it's a lie, people. Just in case, I mean, you know, I don't know if people understand what lies mean. Because sometimes they be like, oh, it was a white lie, it was a little lie, it was a lie.
Yeah, but
it's
once
a statement
you tell one, you gotta keep
made
telling.
By false pretense.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple, right?
That's correct. You have a good job, and all of a sudden you have a mediocre job. What happened to that good one? You could have retired from that job, and you chose to come here. You know what I'm saying?
It makes you wonder and think about that. Like, why go through that? Okay, so now let me ask you, because, you know, we're in the election. I had to turn off the volume on the TV. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
This election thing, what do you think? Who did you vote already, by the way?
Yes, I voted today.
You voted, okay.
Yes,
so it's safe to tell me who you voted for. Who did you vote for?
I voted for Obama.
Okay, Obama. Do you think that, don't you see or don't you think or how do you feel about these numbers being so close together?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Republicans are known to steal elections. We either buy them. And there was a rumor going around that don't press all Democrats when you vote. You know, the one button.
Mm-hmm.
They say press the Obama button first and then press the other individual buttons, you know.
Yeah, they were doing some type of trick. And also, it was spreading on Facebook. Well, not even on Facebook. I've seen it on the news as well, that people were doing their votes and taking pictures of their ballot vote and putting it online. And that you're not supposed to be doing. Because the votes have to be, you know, secretly counted. And you have everyone on Facebook voting. Here you go, boom, taking a picture and uploading. And not knowing that actually they're harming the race doing that.
Yeah, and people were pressing Obama and it was reading Romney.
It was Romney.
I saw that on the news too today.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
you saw that?
Romney's a multimillionaire.
Huh.
You know, money talks.
Mm-hmm.
Money
yeah,
talks. You can get anything you want if you got some money, even the president.
You got that right. And, I mean, I think they're going to let him win, you know what, because they already won the Senate. So he's still got to beg for anything he wants to do. It's going to be another 4 years of struggle. You know what I'm saying? So they want to make us look extra bad if they allow him to win.
If Obama takes Virginia in one of the Midwest states, it's over with. He's going to win.
Well, we're praying for Florida. Hello.
For Florida, he killed Florida. He won in Florida.
No, it's still 10 o'clock. Yeah, already closed at 10. Mm-hmm. All right, some people call me, 347-826-7722. Let me know what's going on. All I know what's going on is on Facebook. Thank you for calling. Can you just stay hanging out with us? I got to go to the phone lines because, you know, other people are like, hello, I'm calling.
Okay. All right, well, the original DJ Finesse, the one and only. I'm signing out. Y'all have a good night.
Peace. Thank you. Peace.
Take care. Bye-bye.
I'm going to stay on my phone lines. 516-516, Young Whammy 2K on the Queen's Lounge. And we're discussing the topic liars and election day. 516.
How you doing, sweetie?
Peace. Who's this, Rod?
Yeah, this is Hayes 212. This is Hayes.
Hey.
This is Rod. What's going
How
on?
How are you, hon? How are you? Thank you for calling.
I'm
you already
a,
know. We got
I'm
the
already.
Hot topic on the hot election day.
Yeah, I had to hit you up, even though I'm fighting a bad flu. I have a walking pneumonia, I was hitting it for 2 weeks, and I just found out when I went to the doctor.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Speak your peace, and then please go rest, because you definitely need that body to rest.
Yeah, and they want to see me tomorrow. They just may hospitalize me for a week or two. So, because there's not enough oxygen going into my system.
Oh no, babe. Okay, so very quickly, if you want to touch on liars and you want to say anything about the election, who you voted for?
Absolutely. You know, as far as the election, I voted, of course, because I'm a patriot. You know, I'm not going to say that I am, you know, frankly, I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm pleased with either candidate. I voted for Obama. I want to give him another, I believe the man deserves another four years, you know, 4 years of what he inherited. A lot of people might not believe that he inherited the problems that were left behind by the Bush administration. Yes, he had. Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when it comes to the lesser two evils, I voted for Obama. You know,
okay,
I would not have to vote. Well, so, you know, now touching on, you know, vote, you know, I mean, lies, you know, you have to look at lies from a positive perspective and a negative perspective. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, the whole, you can tell a little white lie, you know, a little white lie, you know,
mm-hmm.
and what's the difference between a little white lie and a dark lie? Right there is calling out racism at its peak, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I say what lies behind us is what lies ahead of us. Our tiny matters compared to what lives within us. So these are all lies, damn lies, and statistics. But between stimulus and response, there's a space. And that space is power to choose our response. And our response lie our growth and our freedom. You know, so what the brother was speaking about, and he touched on as far as women, you know, hey, you know what? Everyone flips the script. Let's not listen. I put up a quote, you know, a long time ago that, you know, if you treat your woman like a princess, it was obvious that you were raised by a queen. And it's you were 110% correct when you said that when a man treats a woman, you know, the way he felt like a gem, you know, he was raised with a woman that taught him right. You mm-hmm. understand? And a lot of men don't understand that. A lot of people won't understand that. But that's just the bottom line of things. You know, when a man truly treats a woman right, he was raised by a beautiful woman. You know, he was raised by a queen, a real queen.
Definitely.
You know, and for me, there's no justification for a man to raise his hand on a woman. I don't care what it is, you know, that whole bus situation, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But if I told you, I'm gonna end it real quick, you know, in conclusion, because I do got to get my rest.
Yes.
You know, the difference between, you know, appreciation and flattery, you know, we all, you know, the human beings, we all crave on two, we all spring, rather, from two motives, and that's the sex urge and the desire to be great. But a different philosopher, Dr. Dewey, he put it in a human nature is the desire to be important. But remember that, the desire to be important and the deepest urge in that in human nature is the desire to be important. Now, the difference between appreciation and flattery, that's simple. One is sincere and the other is insincere. You know, one comes from the heart out, the other one comes from the teeth out. One is unselfish, the other is selfish. One is universally condemned, and one is universally admired. You know, so we don't really have to be afraid of the enemies who attack us, you know, who attack you up front. We have to be afraid of the ones who flatter you, you know. So I put it to you this way. You know, when we are not engaged in thinking about some definite problem, we usually spend our time, 95% of our time, thinking about ourselves. Now, if we were to stop thinking about ourselves for a while and begin to think about other person's good points, we won't have to resort to such flattery and so cheap, false flattery that can be spotted almost before it comes out the mouth. And if I told you I was lying, if I told you lying was good for you, you probably wouldn't believe me. But trust me, I'm not lying. Simply put, we lie because it works. When we do it well, when we do it well, we get what we want. We lie to avoid awkwardness or punishment. We lie to maintain relationships and to please others. And of course, most of all, we lie to please ourselves. Whether we are embellishing, you know, our credentials and strengthening our stories, we often tell untruths to make ourselves appear and feel better. That's self-gratification right there.
But is that really satisfying yourself? Lying to yourself?
Oh no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because you know what? After what you're gonna run into is what you call a vicious cycle, and you're gonna run into what is called, you know, it's called an identity crisis, because when you say one lie, okay, put it to you this way, they say, you know, you can fool a person one time, but you can fool, so you know, most of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. You know,
to say one lie, you have to say another lie to cover that lie, and that lie has to cover the other
and
lie.
And it just turns into a snowball effect.
Yes.
It turns into a small, so big snowball effect.
Absolutely.
So I put it to you this way. You know, if somebody tells me, you know, and believe me, you know, I don't have to tell you, I've been trained, you know, to interrogate and see the pantomimes in people's faces, you know, and so on and so forth, which I do for a living. So it's like this, I had to call in and just throw a few, you know, a few things in there about lying, you know.
I appreciate definitely always your call. You're definitely a friend to the show and a friend to me. And you always, you know, your input is always definitely more than interesting to listen to. But I want to let you go because I know you don't feel well, and I don't want to be the cause of you not getting better sooner than soon, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
So you take care of yourself. Thank you for calling. If you want to stay hanging on and just listen to the show, it's up to you. But if not, please, I send you a lot of blessings, and I'm sure you're going to get well very, very soon.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too, hon. Okay, please.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I'm going to go back to my phone lines, 646, y'all, we're ME2K on the Queen's Lounge. We're discussing liars and talking about Election Day. Peace.
What's going on, fam? It's your boy Swag calling in from New York, baby.
Oh, my God. Swag is on the phone. Everybody, hold up. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, I got to get way Swag, because this is what you got to get. I got this for you. Hold on. I have to give you some of that.
What's going on?
What is good, my God? First of all, how's you, your family, everyone, the queen, the princess, everybody going around your world, New York City, because I know you're out there in New York City. What's going on? What's up with New York, man?
Yeah, it's a lot of things going on right now, you know. A lot of things going on. A lot of people still in the recovery stages, you know, from Sandy and everything like that. And recovery efforts are pretty much good, you know. I've been helping out in the community and stuff like that. You know, awesome. I'm originally from the east side of Manhattan, so, you know, First Avenue, you know, it was pretty much damaged. You know, it knocked a lot of people out, so the flooding was so bad, it was from First Ave to Second Ave. So, I mean, just imagine walking in puddles of water like Second Avenue in New York. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
But, you know, everybody's making it through that. You know, we actually prepared for another storm coming in tomorrow.
Crazy snow, right? Now you're getting snow.
Yeah, it's a nor'easter. So, you know, we pretty much prepared for that. You know, being mentally stable and being prepared to survive, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are kind of taking it as a joke because we're not, as New Yorkers, we're not accustomed to all that.
Right. True.
Yeah, we're definitely not accustomed to that.
So they're going to learn the third. They're going to learn sooner or later,
Listen, that's no joke.
Right. It's real. So your topic today is about liars?
We're talking about liars and on Election Day. Wow, right? Go figure. We will talk about liars on Election Day. Woo!
Yeah, I said some. Yeah, I mean that's what politics is all about. You know, smiling one person's face to get the funding, and then when it's time to walk the walk, you don't walk the walk. You know, so that's most politicians. That's what they do anyway. So you know, a lot of people call it politics. You know, politics, polished shit. There's a lot of ways you're looking at it, you know.
Yeah.
You can't. They don't. Their word is not bond. It's not bonded to anything that's concrete, and they don't have to live up to it. You know what I mean? Like if a politician lies, it's like, oh well, he lied. You know what I mean? It's like that's what
it's
they
too
do.
Because
look at who they serve.
By that time, they're already elected.
They're already in. And I mean, we already know Bill Clinton was lying straight up. You know what I mean? He's like, I publicly lied. Like. You know what I'm saying? He didn't get impeached. I mean, regardless of the subject matter, the fact that you publicly lying, that says a lot about, you know, about the United States and, you know, how we keep these elected officials and people actually honor them and they revere these people. So says a lot right there. I mean, I think when you're public office like that and you, like, basically, not basically, you are the commander-in-chief. I mean, you're responsible for, you know, millions of people's lives, you know, at home and abroad.
But you know what? You know, not to cut you off on your thought, but they, you know, he just has a title. He doesn't really have all the pull that people, for some reason, think that he has. Obama really can't do nothing on his own because he says so. He has to go through a whole bunch of people that are Republican that are telling him it's not happening, babe. Not today. Not today. You know what I mean? And then, of course, he gets the flack for that.
Of course, that's the point. That's what I was making in the beginning. That's the point I was making in the beginning when I said he has to be that liaison, the person on the left side saying this, but then the person on the right side saying that. So that's the whole point of politics. You know, we know and we understand that it's not about, this is not a monarchy where it's like kings and queens. However,
right.
he does have a significant pull. I mean, he's not exactly a manager at Burger King. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know Karis One used that analogy, but he's really, you know, this man does have the right to present laws, you know what I'm saying, to be passed. So even the fact that he could do that, I mean, that's not your average person that you know can't do. Some of the things that he can advocate for, can push for. And remember, you know, a lot of times you got to understand that these people that put them in office, they put them there for a reason. So it's like one hand wash the other. And they do have a lot of power and influence behind the scenes as well. Presidents have power behind the scenes as well. So it's not just about that position. It's the networking that they do in those positions. The links, he might be linked to somebody that's, you know, Warren Buffett, you know, and you can't tell me Warren Buffett don't have pull. So, you know,
right.
Like I said, one hand wash the other. You know how back in the days you'd be in junior high school, somebody coming to jump you, but the person coming to, they doing that, and then somebody that knows your cousin is standing next to you, that person knows your cousin's going to jump in. So it's a system that's all connected, you know, and it's based on lies. The country was built on lies. You know, they stole this land. So it is what it is. I mean, we already know this is nothing new. This is not brand new knowledge. You know what I mean? This is old knowledge. If you do the knowledge to, you know, your history and his story, then you'll know and understand. It's just an election. It's just, you know, pass the papers by. That's all.
Yeah, that's true. But now, seeing the numbers so tight, what do you, you know, even though knowing the background, the story and all that, seeing the numbers so tight, what do you think? Like, how you think this is going to go? Or can you predict it? Because most of the time, you know, we could predict what's going to go on.
The numbers are tight right now. In a few of the states, they're saying that Mitt Romney is in the lead, but you can't really tell yet. I mean, it's still early. I mean,
so
what I say is, it's interesting because Romney has done like some real, like publicly has done some real stupid shit. You know what I'm saying? Like Romney has like that. They call him speaking behind. You know what I'm saying? Closed doors. You know what I'm saying? They had the camera on, you know, was recording it. You talk about the 47%. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I mean, little things like that. I mean, a lot of times he put his foot in his mouth. Hey, yo. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, you never can tell with this country. They might, a lot of people are just a tired of Obama and for their own whatever reason. So they're looking for another change.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair, like, you know, people saying, okay, they're tired of Obama, but I don't think it's fair because if you really look, when he first stepped into the situation, he stepped into a mess. He literally came and stepped into a pile of shit. Like, allow the man to clean up a little bit and see, you know, if the smell goes away. Because in 4 years, he wasn't able to really, really get into the nitty-gritty. I mean, hello, it's been years and years of a total mess and chaos that they have created. And now you want to, you know, let's throw the black man in and, you know, in case shit fucks up, you know, everybody wanted a black man, so here you go. That's my, I mean, that's my personal belief. Everybody could, you know, believe what they want, but.
But I think the reason, I mean, I definitely see the logic in that. However, I also think that it has to do with the fact that I think they look at the progress of something. And when they look at the progress of what Obama has done, they look at it based on the mistakes he's made. Usually it's like at a job. Like, your boss is not going to reward you for doing good.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to come down on you when you do bad. So they're not going to, you know, for without a doubt, you know, particularly from being a so-called African-American, man, they're not going to look at, they're not going to look at the good. They're just going to look focused on the bad. That's how it goes.
Right. Now, you know, we touched into the liars and the election day. I want to go into a whole different situation with liars and in relationships.
You know, that's my specialty. That's my specialty.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
So, yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, liars, I think a lot of times people, they set the wrong expectations for people. And then when those people don't live up to those expectations, sometimes the person doesn't want to let the other person down, so they start lying. And I think that's how you get the whole spectrum of liars. You know, it's because, you know, this person is trying to live up to someone that they're not. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. There's many ways when you're dealing with liars. So that's a broad topic. Even if you narrow it down to, like, personal intimate relationships, it's still a very broad topic. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have to be, I mean, if you have more of a specific question, I would love to answer that, because I myself have been you know, in a position where I was a liar in a relationship because I chose to because I didn't want to live exactly who I said I was, you know what I mean? And at a certain point in my life, but then you gotta make that change to yourself and say, be real with yourself and say, I'm not gonna lie about this. This is who I am.
Right. Well, the definition,
taking accountability.
The definition of a liar is states someone that tells lies. And the definition of a lie is a statement that one knows is false. One that, you know, you make a statement that you already know in your heart, in your thought, in your brain, you already know is false while it's coming out your mouth. That's considered a lie. Whether it's a white
right.
lie, little lie, big lie, whatever, a lie is a lie. You know
right.
I mean? Like a sin is a sin. So let me narrow it a little more down. Let me narrow it to a relationship, let's say just starting a starting relationship. You know, you meet
right.
someone, and just like earlier when DJ Finesse had called in, you meet someone, he says that around like the top question he asks is, have you ever been arrested? Have you ever been locked up or whatever? So what would be the proper way to kind of engage in a new relationship and not lie about who you are? Like, because if you lie from the very beginning, that shit carries on.
Then you have to keep lying. Oh, you mean like if somebody asked, like, so let's say if I have a rap sheet and someone would ask me, have I ever been arrested? Of course not. Yeah, I mean, I would be truthful about that. But then again, that's me, you know. It's the same concept, like, with a job. Like, they feel like they're not going to get that job, so they lie. The person may feel like they're not going to get that woman, or the woman may feel like she's not going to get that man. So, you know, that's the reason for most of the time when people lie is because, you know, they feel like if they tell the truth, it's going to be at a disadvantage to them.
Right.
But I think it's always beneficial to just tell the truth. I mean, why would you – what would be the logic – now, I mean, I would ask a person that would lie about something. Mm-hmm. What would be the logic in lying or something like that? What is your thought process on why you would lie like that? What do you think you're going to gain by – you know, that lie.
Right, because you introduce yourself automatically when someone's meeting you, you introduce yourself that way as a liar. Fast forward 2 years, fast forward 5 years, you know, you all of a sudden now want to say the truth. Now your truth is in question because,
right.
you know, 5 years ago you stepped in to that relationship, you know, whether man or woman or whatever, you step in the relationship already lying, you know, and kind of labeled as a liar. Swag, I lost you. I lost him, so I'm going to go back to the phone lines, and I guess when he calls back, I'll take him on. I'm going to go with one of my queens who's on. Queen 718, you're on, Queen Lynx. Peace.
Peace, Emma. What's up, Queen Sister?
Peace, Queen. You already know what we're discussing. And, you know, phone lines is like Christmas all over again. Because it's a, you know, hot topic. We're talking about liars on election day, right? What's the pun in that?
Well, we already know I mean, I think by now we already know about the politics, right? They're the ones who they make us believe that they're accountable, ethical, and what they're really doing is pimping the people and the projects for the vote. You know, that's basically that. I think everybody knows the deal when it comes to that. You can only, you know, trust as far as you could throw them, and you can't throw them too far.
Right.
You know, how many times didn't they blatantly lie? And speaking of the lie in a relationship, I'm going to tie it into the presidency. I did not have sex with that woman. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about it. I don't think they heard you, Queen. I don't think they heard you. You don't talk about that.
Oh, you don't think they heard me? I think they're sitting there going, oh, word, yeah. I'm going to tie that line, that whole line. See, because when people lie in any relationship, and let me tell you something, being the president, you have a relationship with a whole nation. You know what I'm saying? You have a relationship with a nation. We are supposed to be in love with you and trust you. Trust you so much so that we're trusting you with our very livelihood, right?
Right, basically.
So basically, we want to see you in a healthy relationship. We want to see you being true and right. So when a person like that is human and fails for all the world to see, what hope do we have for us regular people? You know what I'm saying? So all I'm going to say about that Clinton situation, look, everybody's human. Everybody lies. The only thing, Miss Lewinsky, if I was Miss Lewinsky, the president would have been the one on his knees.
Okay. All righty.
That's what I'm saying.
All righty, kids. Okay. I heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I went there because, you know, the real wicked devil in that whole thing was, what was that lady's name, the one who dropped the bomb? She let the whole thing out. What was her name?
With Monica Lewinsky?
With Clinton, yeah. What was her name? I forget that lady's name.
Oh, Lord. Don't get me to start lying because I can't right now.
Okay, no, we don't want no more lying.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no.
Here's the thing. There's that song right now. Well, who sings it? That guy. There's a line in that song where he says, you know, when I look into my nephew's eyes, I realize that something, some really beautiful, amazing things come from some terrible lies.
That's not Jay-Z.
No. That's a
okay.
song. It's this pop song. Oh. I forget who sings it, but that line always sticks out to me because
I know
because
he has a line about his nephew or something. Okay, all right.
No. That line sticks out to me because what he's trying to say is, like, he looks into his nephew's eye. His nephew probably was created out of wedlock. So he's saying some beautiful things come out of amazing lies, you know, some horrible lies.
Oh, wait. Okay, Janira's on deck on Facebook, and she said the lady's name is Linda Tripp.
Linda Tripp.
Lewinsky thing, Linda Tripp, good-looking queen. Okay.
Linda Tripp is that person waiting on the side, that hater, that undercover, I'm acting like your friend, but I'm really jealous and I really don't like you getting the shine or the love or the whatever it is. She was a liar in herself. Just because she revealed the truth didn't mean she didn't do her share of lying, because everybody lies. She lied to Monica. She said she could confide in her and trust her. Everybody lies.
Everybody lies.
It's what they'll claim they're lying for. A lot of cheating spouses and boyfriends, they say they lie because they don't want to hurt the girlfriend's feelings or the wife's feelings. Doesn't mean I don't love her or vice versa. Or the woman's cheating and I lied because I don't want to hurt his feelings because he's a wonderful father and because I don't want to leave him. I just want to do me. But they won't say it as clearly, so there's the lies to cover up the dirt. That's the reason why people lie, is to cover up dirt.
Right. Right. Janira on Facebook says that Linda Tripp wanted a piece of Clinton, and because she was ugly, she didn't get busy. Swag, I see you. I see you on deck, Swag. I'll be right with you.
Yeah, Linda Tripp was a trip. Linda Tripp was a trip. I just remember that face. She looked like a blonde hair Angelica Houston, kind of manly but kind of womanly, you
oh,
know.
Oh,
no,
over
I'm,
the place.
I'm
but
just,
you know, it does. You don't have to be ugly to lie, because there's a lot of beautiful people out there lying. You know, they're butts off too. So
no, everybody lies.
Yeah.
Everyone lies. I don't think there's one person that could say I never lied.
I lie. I'm not gonna say I lie. Yeah, I'm gonna say I've lied. And I'm gonna say that some I'm learning just not to say anything, not to lie. You know what I mean? So I try to.
Oh,
you know,
so you
say
so
truth.
You're saying that you're lying by omission though?
Well, no, I speak the truth because I speak the truth. But sometimes there's you know with what I do, you know, with my women's movement. I deal with a lot of sensitive issues and topics. So sometimes in a certain moment, I cannot really tell a woman a full-fledged truth. I have to be quiet and keep silence and allow her to speak and in an appropriate time come in with the truth. So I don't think I'm lying. I just pick the time when I reveal the truth, because, you know, that happens to a lot of people. A lot of people, if you tell them the truth at a wrong timing, if your timing is a little off, they will not receive it or they will not accept it. You know what I mean? So with what I do, my line of work, you know, with what I do, it's very important on my timing when the truth, you know, when I can, you know, wholeheartedly go with the truth. Not all the time can I blurt it, and sometimes I do. But not all the time. You know, I try to control that because I have to think of the other person's emotion or state of mind. Or, you know, I deal with women just recently, you know what I'm saying, leaving abuse situations. I can't just really be like, oh, well, you know, you just don't want to stay. Like, you know what I mean? That won't be a proper comment at the moment when this woman is, you know, revealing her heart out. I will have to hold, you know, wait other moments and still come with the truth.
Mm-hmm. In that case, then I would say I wouldn't really consider it lying. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I don't necessarily lie, but
no.
I just kind of reserve when to just blurt out truth, because that's another thing. Not a lot of people can handle the truth. And again, timing, I think, to me is key when that truth is told. It's, you know, you don't go in a room full of people and be like, yo, well, by the way, you know, whatever, you know. You call a person to the side. You wait for that proper moment. You sit with someone, you know, and you share the you share the knowledge so they can do the wisdom on their own. But you don't, just to say the truth, you don't have to say it. You know, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that's
mm-hmm.
right. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. A lot of people just don't care and just like, well, you know, well, your mother just died. Instead of, you know what I mean? Like, what? So it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And how you bring that message across. Queen, I'm going to put you on hold because I'm going to bring Janira on because she's been holding on. Swag,
sure.
I still see you. All right, just hang on with me, Queen. Janira, I'm going to open your phone lines. 407, Janira, peace.
Hello, how are you?
Peace, my sis, peace, man. Thank you for holding, for being so patient. I appreciate it.
I was about to go on strike. Hey,
Christmas over here today.
First of all, I want to say that the conversation today is ultimately interesting. I love it because, you know, I think we all lie. Whoever says I don't lie, it's a liar, because we all lie. And number two, you know, what you were saying about timing is key when you lie to someone. I think
mm-hmm.
you're right. And I think sometimes we have to say white lies. In order for people not to feel bad, we have to be diplomatic. A lot of people are not diplomatic, and they just, you know, blurt out things and make people feel really bad. And, you know, that's not right. Sometimes
right.
you have to, you know, make people feel okay. And, you know, because I think the world nowadays is all about hurting each other and stuff like that. And I think we shouldn't do that. But a little white light here and there doesn't kill anyone. You know, if it makes you feel a little better, then that's fine. Number two, I want to say, hey, in the polls, Romney is 169, Obama 157. So, I don't know. Yeah, my house today has been the election headquarters of my family.
I know.
So.
I've been seeing your postings. I've been seeing your postings, and I've been reposting on the E2K Enterprise Networking page. People, please make sure you go and, you know, go add yourself there. Add yourself to Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. And add yourself to the Queen page.
And I just want to say, also, I want to tell you that I'm really happy that you're one of my affiliates now. I haven't even mentioned that publicly, but actually I'm kind of outing this publicly today. You're one of my affiliates, and I'm proud to have you.
You're giving me an exclusive?
I'm giving you an exclusive. Can you believe that, girl?
I love it.
But anyway, I just wanted to tell you that, you know, lying, you know, little white lies is okay, but, you know, don't hurt people with lies. I mean, because you know what? The truth always comes out. And believe me, I've been through the worst of the worst. Maybe if you do another subject, I could talk about my life. And that's, you know, the truth comes out regardless. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It'll always come out, no matter how much you lie. Because the thing is, when you lie, you have to come up with another lie to cover that lie, then another lie to cover the lie to cover the lie. So it's just like a chain of events. That's not good.
And it's tiring. Let me tell you something. It's real tiring for you to lie, and then you got to remember that lie. Because if they ask you a year from that, when the lie, you're like, oh, my God. You got to think back. Like, what was it I said again? Like, what did I say I was wearing that day? I don't even know. What did I say? When? Now, with the truth stands on its own. You know, you tell the truth to somebody 5-10 years later, people ask that same question, you know what it is. You don't have to think like, oh, my dad said, you already can blur it out. Yeah, I was there that day, boom, 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 because that's the truth. The truth stands on its own. It doesn't need nothing to hold it up. It's just the
definitely
truth.
Definitely. You have to have
lie,
like a, yeah, okay, go ahead.
Now, a lie, it's just based on so much stuff in between that by the
elaborate
time, it's like an onion. You know, you peel, you're crying already so much because it's just so much stuff to unpeel.
No, definitely. And the thing with this is after you lie about something, for example, let's say you're having an affair and you're lying about being with your buddies, then you have to tell your buddies to lie for you. And then, you know, it's a whole chain of events of things. And you have to have like an encyclopedia of lies to keep that there recorded so you know what to say. It's just so much work that it just is not really worth it. So,
in that aspect, in relationship like that, and being with other people while you're being with one person, I'm not good at that. I'd rather just not be in a relationship and just do me and that's it. But, you know, when I'm with somebody, whether I'm happy, whatever I'm going through in the relationship, I don't, you know, I don't really jump ship. In order for me to do that, like once I, you know, go do that and I'm in another bed or whatever, it's a wrap. That's where I'm at. I'm not coming back and that's it. So I don't think about it like that. Like, if I'm going to do this, it's going to be forever. Like, there's no coming back. I'm not going to switch it back. So it better be good or it better be worth it or this is it. I don't do that type of stuff because I feel, you know, I feel less than. You know what I'm saying? Forget about whether he deserves it, don't deserve it, whatever. I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to do that to my body. I'm a queen. And I have to keep myself in my position to be respected as such because when you do that with a man, guess what? Okay, yeah, you did it. You played your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, with that man. And that man now, believe it or not, I don't care. I'm going to go into the phone lines and ask a man. He will view you different. He will not give you that respect because he says you did it to your husband, you did it to your man, whatever, you're going to do it to me. And
not
there's always going to be that distrust.
That's what I was going to say. They're not going to trust you. That'll be another subject, maybe at another show.
That's probably the topic for next week. Let's see.
Well, I'll be your special guest then because that'll be a long story. But, yeah, you know, they won't view you the same, and they will not trust you. Believe me. You will live with that just like a mark, like a badge.
Of course not. Jennifer, let me put you on hold. Let me go back to swag.
Actually, I'm gonna say goodbye to you because the thing is, I have people here and they're also, you know, they're leaving too. But I want to thank you, and, you know, you're awesome, man. You always put the best things on Facebook, and you uplift people, and, you know, not a lot of people do that, so you're awesome.
Thank you, Queen. I'm just doing my part. I'm just doing my part like I see you doing yours. I see you moving around in Orlando. I see you.
Thank you so much, sweetie. Love your show.
Have a good night.
Okay, sweetie. Bye.
Okay, mama. Okay, bye-bye. All right, Swag, I'm going to you. Thanks for being on hold so patient. Swag, your phone lines is open.
You already know. It's the science. Yeah, what was the name of your last caller? What was her name?
Janira.
Oh, okay. She's pretty intelligent. Yeah, in reference to the remark you made about they won't treat the man, the man won't treat the woman the same, that kind of depends, though. It depends on a few factors. I think it depends on the understanding that the man has about that woman and her relationship. Because if a woman goes outside and she's messing around, yeah, most guys, they say, you know, oh, she's doing X, Y, and Z. But then you have certain men that have a greater understanding that may say, well, I understand that she's in a situation, you know what I mean? And if she went out, same thing with a man. There's men that go out and they cheat on their women, and certain women, you know, deal with a certain level of understanding. It's all about the kind of how things are done and the kind of relationship that those two have, chemistry that they have. But generally speaking, I would say yes, that, you know, the man is going to view that differently. He's going to look at it like,
right.
You know,
it'll always simmer, you know, I'm just saying, it'll always simmer in the back of your mind, those thoughts. We're human beings, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, even though you have that certain level of understanding, it still will simmer in there somehow. You know, when something may happen that you're like, it'll be just a thought. I'm not saying you'll react on it. I'm not saying that even it'll affect probably the relationship, but it will be, you know, it will just be a dot there, an unnecessary dot that if you would have done it differently, you know what I'm trying to say? There wouldn't be that,
Right.
To the situation.
No, that's true. You're absolutely right about that. But it also depends on, like you said, about the truth. If a person tells you the truth from the beginning about how they feel and the establishment of that relationship, certain people might view it different. A woman's trying to lie and say that she's with this dude and she's unhappy, but then she's over there taking mad pictures in the mall with him. You know what I mean? And, you know, people might look at it different. So it depends on the level of communication that she has. Same thing with a woman. A lot of times a man is real with a woman, like, look, this is what it is. I'm unhappy. Is this or that? And a woman will respect that. But it's when you try to fake it and try to front and act like, you know, that is not what it is. You know, that's when people come down on you. Also, I wanted to make a comment in reference to the truth. You know, what I was taught is that, you know, the truth out of season is unsuccessful, and the truth out of season may get you killed. So it's important that, you know, you mentioned timing. That's imperative that you have a good sense of timing when you're dealing with delivering truth. Because you can tell me all the truth in the world, but if the timing is wrong, like you said, you know, your mother died. You're like, what? She's ready to kill you. But if, you know,
right,
you say it in the right manner, and sometimes you have to prepare that person for the type of truth that you're about to drop on them. Some people, they, like I said, they rather a clove lie than a butt-naked truth. So, you know, revealing the truth to a person is not always the best idea, and it may leave you lifeless. So, you know, you got to be careful. Even with the president, you know what I'm saying? The other caller, she was an intelligent sister, too. She was mentioning about, you know, the relationship that the president has with the chief. But a lot of times, if the president really reveals some of the real raw data that he has, the information, a lot of people won't be able to handle that and digest that. So it's all about delivering it in degrees, you know?
Swag, I appreciate your call. We're less than a minute off the show. I thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, calling in. I mean, my phone lines was crazy, and we, I think, spread a lot of knowledge on the show, and I love when that happens. So peace to my queens that were on the line, to the gods, and everyone that called in. I so appreciate it. Thank you. See you next week. Thank you for the support and the love. And let's see who's going to be our president next week. Next week I'll be discussing the president, who finally made it to presidency. You know, I guess the worst, the best of the worst evil, I don't know, you know. Anyway, just be careful on, you know, on the lying situation. We're all known to lie. But how you lie and who you lie to can cause your life. So just think about that. Everybody stay in peace, love, and harmony. Peace and light to everyone. See you next week from the Queen's Lounge.